Speaking of, here's a guy that hasn't beefed up. I saw him at the at the media conversation. No, well, let me finish here. And I looked at Jason Jones. Jason of the Sacramento Bee is in tremendous shape. And I said to him, "You lost a ton of weight, and you apparently gave it to me." Jason. There you go. Jason, I was just...
It went silent on me. I figured maybe I didn't pay the bill. I don't know.
I was just explaining to everybody so I could explain myself. It wasn't a crack on you. I saw you at the little media luncheon we have, and I said, you lost a ton of weight. You look fantastic, and you gave it to me. I was complimenting Jason, who's done some work in
but
the off-season.
What you don't know is Jason can attest to this. Jason, please tell the story when we were at media availability after training camp that one day and what Rudy said to you.
I asked Rudy a question. I don't know what I asked him. Before he asked it, he goes, "God, you're skinny." and I'm just like, okay. And then yesterday, I bumped into him yesterday. He goes, "God, I got to get used to this." then I bump into Cuz, and he goes, "You lost more weight since yoga, didn't you?" And then the funniest thing ever probably was I'm sitting courtside yesterday, and Thomas Robinson walks by. He goes, "Oh man, you're looking good."
See,
I was like, okay, I guess hard work is paying off.
There you go,
Jason. That's gotta feel good. I mean, come on, you got all these people coming up.
Yeah, I mean, if I hadn't seen T. Rob, in a little while, but yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll keep it up. You know, I'll keep going to the gym. You know, and pass on my Roscoe strip in SoCal, but, you know, not get as much and keep it up.
Speaking of hard work, Jason, everyone is really excited to see how the Kings look. And obviously that last night's preseason game, most people didn't see that because it wasn't on TV. You were there. The big, you know, mantra out of training camp was defense, 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 and then the Kings give up 103 points and people are freaking out today. But I'm trying to get them to calm down. So join me in trying to get them to calm down and talk about what happened there in that game defensively.
Well, even though Dave Yeager didn't want to go there with me last night, but you have to look at the fact that when they played their regulars, the Lakers, they were up 52-39. They were dominating the game. The second half, the five guys who started, which were Collison, Aflalo, Cousins, Gay, and Kupas, didn't play at all. By the fourth quarter, you're playing three rookies, Lamar Patterson and Garrett Temple at point guard. So when you look at that, you look at 39 points given up and all that stuff, I mean, the Lakers are playing guys who actually have a lot of NBA experience, and the Kings are playing guys who are literally in their first ever legit NBA action. So I thought that, you know, for the most part, defensively, they were very aggressive. You could see the emphasis on calling out stuff, being more vocal, being active. You just had a bunch of guys out there at the end of the game who really didn't know what they were doing. And it's no knock on them. I mean, you know, Scal, you know, Papianis, Malachi, those guys don't know what they're doing. And they're going to get better. So, I mean, the way I looked at it last night, Yeager's going to say we gave up 103 points and lost by 20. But anyone who watched that game realized the actual Kings didn't lose by 20.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, the preseason games, you can't even really judge the score. It's more about the process of what they're trying to do. And you talked about more communication on defense, that type of stuff. But on the offensive side, as far as a strategic standpoint, what are some of the things they implemented early on that we didn't see last year?
You saw a lot more cutting. You know, you saw DeMarcus in that high post area. I just saw all the bigs there. You saw Kupas up there. But, you know, my seat was right next to Yeager, so I could hear everything. And he's just yelling, "Cut, move, move, move. Don't stand there. Why are you standing there? Move." And so that's going to be a very big emphasis. You know, this team has always fallen into this habit in years past of give the ball to DeMarcus and four guys stare at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up driving to the lane against three guys in the paint, falling down, wanting a foul, not getting it. So they're going to really emphasize that offensively. It helped that Aflalo made a few jump shots last night from the two-guard spot, because the two-guard spot for them for so many years has just been a deficit. They walk into a game knowing they're going to give up 20 and maybe get 8. So if they can just get something like that consistently, I think Aflalo had 14. If they can get, 14, 16 points from that position, whether it be Aflalo, McLemore together, something like that, that's going to really, go a long way for them. But I think when you watched them on offense last night, I mean, DeMarcus, you know, was on triple-double pace last night. He only played 15 minutes. So I think you definitely saw a lot of the things that are going to help them down the road. And I talked to Garrett Temple about it, and he says he really just loves the way the offense is going to help DeMarcus. He says if you have a smart big guy, he knew the offense from being Rick Adelman in Houston as a rookie. And I forgot of all Garrett stopped that he did play some time with Rick. So he said that the offense is going to be great for all those guys.
Jason Jones of the Bee joining us. Long term, if they do get hold of that offense and that philosophy that Dave Yeager is pushing, instead of DeMarcus getting the ball at the top of the key and playing high school drive 1-on-3 and more often than not being successful, do you think DeMarcus can be effective and content in that type of system?
I think so, because they're still when they get out and run, DeMarcus is still running to the low block. They're still trying to get that early offense in the post. It's not like DeMarcus' job is to run and stop 15 feet from the basket. So they're going to mix it up. So, and I think DeMarcus is going to be just fine with that, because I know I've talked to him about it a bunch of times. He says, you know, he knows he can get numbers. He wants to do something that's going to help him win games. And he's just ready to win. I think last season he didn't feel like what they were, you know, all the numbers he put up, he didn't feel like that was a winning formula for them. It proved not to be a winning formula. So if this can get some wins, DeMarcus will be fine. Even if his numbers take a dip, he's not going to care.
Jason, the rookies, it's obviously everyone's got an eye on them in terms of what they're going to do and how they're going to contribute to this team this season. Their numbers not great in their first preseason game. You talked about defensively how they've got a lot of learning to do. But what were some good things that you could take out from what the rookies were able to do last night?
I think, you know, at least with Scal, you can definitely see the skill and the things he can do. The biggest thing for all the rookies that played is you can tell the physicality is different. You know, at one point, Papianis comes over to the sideline, and DeMarcus is yelling at him, telling him, "You're big, move them, move them. Don't let them push you around." You know, cause I think it might have been Tarik Black or someone like that was just kind of just throwing him out the way. And he was just saying, you know, you have to be able to move those guys. So I think, I mean, for as ugly as it got in that fourth quarter, you can kind of see where, like I said, Scal definitely has some ability. I think of all the rookies, he's the most likely to actually get time. I still think George has got a ways to go to being able to actually, you know, see NBA minutes. And then Malachi, they just have enough guards where they don't have to use him yet. And the same thing with Malachi. They're just trying to get him to, you know, understand the level of physicality that he can show, that he can use now. You know, you're not in college, and Malachi is coming from Syracuse, you know, where there's zone. So it's going to be an adjustment for him there. But he did show, you know, offensively that once he got a little comfortable, he's got no problem shooting the ball. So that's not going to be a problem for him down the road. But you can really see defensively, that's where all those guys are going to have to do a lot of work.
Jason Jones of the Bee with us on KHDK. Jason, we've known since DeMarcus came into the league about his passing ability and felt like he was capable of playing from the high post. This is kind of a weird question, I guess, but why is it that Dave Yeager seems to be the first coach to figure it out?
That's a good question. I know Paul Westfall just was not going to do it. I asked him several times about that. He preferred using Dallin Bear there. He just didn't trust DeMarcus, and those two just weren't going to work no matter what happened. I think Keith Smart felt like DeMarcus was better in that mid-post range. He didn't want to and a lot of it to the fact that he had Jason Thompson, and in a lot of ways JT and DeMarcus had played in similar spots. So a lot of times Keith wanted to put him in that mid-post area and not let him operate from there. I think Malone was going to do that with him. I don't think Malone's full plan for DeMarcus ever got to materialize, obviously because he got fired. And then, you know, with under George, that was going to be, you know, a fast-paced type system. And really, under George, he pretty much gave DeMarcus almost the freedom to do whatever he wanted, which in some ways was good, but it didn't really give him – a set spot to be like, say, okay, in the half court, I want you here to do this and this. So I just think that in a lot of ways, just that Dave is the perfect coach for him in this situation, because he's coming from a system where he had Mark Gasol and Zach Randolph who played, you know, you saw where Mark played a lot. You saw where Zach played a lot. So it gave DeMarcus an idea of where he could be. And I think in some ways, DeMarcus have similar skills as far as being a passer. Obviously, I think DeMarcus is a better player. he can do different things from that position. He can drive, he can shoot, he can step out further. So I just think it was just a matter of getting the coach and the right, you know, the right coach to come in and say, you know what, why are we playing around with this guy? Just put him somewhere in a few good spots and let him go to work.
Jason, I know that Matt Barnes did not play last night. We didn't see him Saturday night partake in the open practice for Fan Fest. Coach said that he kind of banged his knee last week. Do you have an update on his expected return, if you want to call it that?
They said last night that if it wasn't a preseason game, he would have played. But they're just not going to throw him out there. They said they don't even consider him being injured. It's more or less they're just going to ease him out there. You know, he's the oldest player on the team. He knows the system. There's no need to throw him out there right now. So he said he's definitely not hurt. They don't consider him injured at all. It's just a matter of, you know what, they just weren't going to throw him out there, going to ease him back in, kind of pick the spots with him. But they said Matt's fine. They said if they really needed Matt to play, Matt could have played last night.
Last question for Jason Jones of the B. Costa Koufos starts last night. Costa Koufos played for Dave Yeager. Do you see that possibly in the future being a regular thing?
I think so, just because I think from what Yeager has said, he has said that he thinks Costa and DeMarcus will play a lot together, because in that lineup, you know, DeMarcus is four, and we all know DeMarcus wants to be a power forward. So I think
he wants to be a point guard.
I think you will see that, just because he knows Yeager, he knows what Yeager wants, he knows the system, and it'll be a situation where Costa will start. Costa won't play 35 minutes more than likely, but, you know, he'll start the game with him, kind of get everything going, and then he'll go to whatever lineup from there, whether, you know, putting Matt in the game. Last night, there was a lot of Anthony Tolliver. So, I mean, I think I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's going to be Costa starting a lot of games, especially early on, because he needs somebody out there who actually knows what he wants to do, because he did have Rudy, but he was an assistant. Costa was the only guy, big guy, who played for him as a head coach. So Costa would be comfortable out there early.
SACB.com is where you can find the very trim and svelte and hot yoga. Hey, you going to do that hot yoga again?
I am. I don't know when, but I am. I think once the schedule gets, I got to find me a nice little hot yoga studio in Sacramento.
Hey, I've got a place for you. We'll talk soon.
Okay, great.
Jason, we got you covered, buddy. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
All right, take care. That's Jason Jones.